freaks like and weirdos. Let's go!
Teacher Talk, we are back.
We'll always come back, week to week.
We are almost live.
Yeah, we are. It's another last minute episode.
Yep, it's a last minute recording on Tuesday morning.
Teacher Talk finds a way.
Yes, but we find a way to get it done.
Even with all the stuff happening in our chaotic lives.
Chaotic lives. What's making your life so chaotic these days?
Lots of kids. Too many kids. Each kid has their own special needs, you know, and their own little schedule. I got to remember all this stuff. He's got sports day. He's got art, doctor's appointments. Oh.
With each child comes an extra level of chaos.
Yes. You know, somebody needs to make an app where it's like you organize your kids. You know, like each kid has his own schedule and then it makes it all easy. Probably do. There probably is an app like that.
There probably is. That sounds like some kind of parenting app. I'm sure there is one. Well, my wife and I used a baby app.
Okay.
Which is like a log.
To record like feeding times and stuff.
Yeah, and it's shared. So if I write something, it's automatically updated on her phone as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can share information.
So you can look at it and know, you know, how much sleep she got and if she ate recently or not, etc., etc. But I think it's time to graduate. You know, it's time to leave that app behind. I think that's really for the early days of having a baby.
Yeah, we never used an app. We always had that. There's a book, like a log. You know, you
yeah,
keep
we
a record.
Started with a book, and then one of my students recommended this app, and the app was really convenient.
Oh, okay. Bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember looking for the book. I can't find the book. Of course, I always make mistakes. You know, my wife wasn't happy.
You didn't update the book, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, the baby's still alive. That means it had milk, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The baby's still alive. Calm down.
What do you want from me? Oh, sorry. Disgusting. My dog just did a huge fart.
I don't know if the
microphone picked that up.
Well, okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
You know, we talked about how we're going to drink these delicious Taiwanese beers.
Oh, yeah.
The next time we record remotely.
Yep.
But here we are recording and it's the morning.
It's not even 10 a.m.
Yeah. So I don't really feel that it's appropriate to drink these Taiwanese beers.
Should we?
Well, here's the other thing.
I could do it. You know, I could do it just this once.
I don't believe that you still have the beers.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that, actually.
What do you want to talk about?
I kept 50% of the beers.
So you drank one of them.
I drank one, and one's still going. So
Pretty
good, pretty good. Because, you know, I love my beer. And how long have I had it? Over a week? Pretty good effort. Pat myself on the back.
I'm not happy about that.
What about you?
But I can't get angry.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because
here we go.
I also drank 50% of the Taiwanese beer.
Great minds think alike.
I kept one.
Me too. I kept one. I can't remember which one. It's in the fridge.
Yeah. Well, how did you enjoy the Taiwanese beer?
It was quite flavorful.
Yeah, I think if I closed my eyes and just drank it, I wouldn't really know the difference between that and, you know, one of the top Japanese beers. I was expecting exactly what it was.
Just a standard beer.
Yeah. It was exactly what my expectations were, which is a high quality, normal beer.
Yeah. I could easily drink those all day long, all night long. No problem. Great beer. Thanks again.
Next time, we'll enjoy our last Taiwanese beer together.
Well, I'm glad we both failed to exercise self-control.
I was afraid that you actually did save it, but I was sure you'd drink at least one.
Takes one to know one.
Yes, it's hard to resist a delicious cold beer.
You know, what happened was, I mean, last Tuesday, we had a pretty big night. Well, I got home and I was very, very wasted.
You were really drunk last Tuesday?
I was, yeah. I almost fell off my bike.
I think I went home before you guys.
Yeah, though. And then, so you went home, and then me and Big Rich were walking around the neighborhood, because he told me he knows how to get back to the main road.
Okay.
But he didn't. And we were walking forever around these little streets. And so I thought, fuck this, I'm going to use Google Maps. But I was too drunk to read the map. So it took me like an hour and a half to get home.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. I didn't get home till like 4 o'clock or something.
Oh, no. Wow, you guys. I was home much, much earlier than that.
Got completely lost. Completely lost.
And so when you got home at 4 a.m, you thought, I need a Taiwanese beer.
No. So the next day, the Wednesday, I had a day off alcohol to detox my body, clean my mind.
Detox. Yeah. Okay.
And then Thursday, I thought, well, I deserve a special beer now because I took a day off drinking. So that was my thinking. That was my thought process.
That's why you felt it's okay to open the special beer.
I thought I earned it, you know.
You felt like you earned it.
I did. I think you'd agree.
Okay. Well, anyway, Ben, let's move along because we have got a couple of quiz. You've got a question.
Hit the track.
Here we go.
Anything's okay.
Oh, baby.
If you've got a question,
what do you do?
What do you do? Just ask Ben and Abe.
Why? Because Ben and Abe will answer you. All right, Ben, shall we start with a question from Instagram?
Yes, we do have a great question from Instagram. I'll call this person, what do we say? Mysterious M. Anonymous M.
Mysterious M. Ooh.
And this listener asks, well, this listener knows that we are both well-traveled men.
Yes, we've been all over the world.
We've experienced
many cultures.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
International adventurers.
Yes, very wise.
Extremely wise.
Knowledgeable.
Just
what you want from a teacher.
Exactly.
That's us.
That's us. We know what students want. And what this listener wants is for us to talk about a time where maybe we felt like we were in danger during an overseas trip.
Ooh, a dangerous experience.
Yeah. Have you ever felt unsafe or, I don't know, taken a big risk while you're traveling overseas?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's happened a few times where I felt like I was in danger.
Yeah, me too. There's a few times I thought, oh, no, I'm going to die in this foreign country.
Why don't you begin?
So there's so many, but one that really stands out is when I was in Thailand with my wife. And we explored the northern part of Thailand.
Yep, up there by Chiang Mai and all the jungles.
Chiang Mai. We hired a motorbike and rode to the top of Thailand's highest mountain.
You know, it was fun. In North American English, we would never say, I hired a car or I hired a motorbike. You only hire a person. For things, you say rent.
Well, we use both.
To a North American, it sounds weird. So anyway, we'd say rent for things, hire for people, you know, hire a plumber or hire a tutor.
Hire a prostitute.
Yes, yes, Ben, hire a prostitute, sure.
You wouldn't rent a prostitute.
No, you rent a motorcycle or rent a car. Anyway, go ahead. Continue, please.
So on our rental bike, we did that. And that was, you know, there were some dangers, but we arrived back in Bangkok and we thought, we haven't had any beach experience, you know, and we didn't have time to go down south to the beautiful beaches.
Right, but there are beaches close to Bangkok as well.
Yeah, so we check the map and we're like, what's the closest beach to Bangkok?
Pattaya.
And it's Pattaya, right?
Yeah, it's...
It's disgusting. It's a shithole.
It's famous for being a kind of sex industry town.
Yeah.
So lots of young prostitutes and gross old men.
Yeah, big fat middle-aged men with little skinny Thai girls and boys.
Yeah. Right.
Paradise. So we decided to go there because we didn't know about Pattaya. I had heard about it, but I didn't really know it was that bad.
It's a few hours from Bangkok and it's on the beach.
Yes. So we got a mini bus from Bangkok to Pattaya. And this bus driver was a complete psycho.
Yeah.
He was the most dangerous driver I've ever experienced in my life. I was getting angry with him. All the passengers were shouting at him.
Slow down.
He was driving like 160 kilometers an hour in a shitty old little minivan, swerving in and out of traffic.
What's he in such a hurry for? You know?
Yeah, it's like, relax. It's all right. Slow down. It was frightening. And we didn't have seat belts because it was a shitty old minibus.
Oh,
so there were no
seat belts.
And while this guy was swerving and everyone's trying to hold on to something and terrified, so scared, while this was happening, his son, this fat little kid, was kind of stepping around the bus, doing card tricks, like magic tricks, and trying to get money from people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was just... And this kid was getting bounced around, like he'd bump off the window.
God,
that
guy's driving that crazy, even with his own child on the bus.
Yeah, and the kid's just laughing. It's normal for him, you know, and he's doing these magic card tricks. And we're like, get away from me, man. I'm trying to survive here. I don't want to see a card trick.
So is that the time you felt like you were going to die?
There's been many times, but that one was the one where I thought, I've got no control over this situation. And we're going to crash for sure.
I've had a few similar things happen in Southeast Asia.
I'll never forget it. I really thought, this is it.
Just the taxi from Bangkok Airport to Khao San Road, where our hotel was.
Right.
was very a shocking experience. I was 19 years old at the time.
Yes. That was your first experience with Southeast Asia?
Yeah. And I just couldn't believe how crazy this guy was driving. Like, it was like a video game to him.
Yeah.
And one time, the scariest time when it was in a car, because a lot of other crazy stuff happened in nightclubs and, you know, various places. But
right.
The scariest time in a car was I was in the back of a pickup truck.
Yes.
And we were going from, I think, Cambodia back to Thailand, or maybe it was Laos back to Thailand.
Okay.
We were coming back to the border.
Yeah.
And the border closes at like 5 p.m.
Does it?
Yeah.
Country's closed. Come back tomorrow. They put a little sign up.
Yep.
They flip the sign.
At 5 p.m. Closed. If you're not at the border at 5 p.m., sorry, come back tomorrow.
Wow.
So I guess because of that, the driver was driving like crazy, and it was raining super hard.
Pedal to the metal.
Six backpackers in the back of a pickup truck, totally open.
Right.
And we put a blue tarp over us.
Oh, to protect you from the rain, that tropical rain.
And this guy is just driving through like towns and like going right through red lights.
He's got to get you to the border.
I just felt like this very could well be like the time where I die. Like,
yeah,
we're in the back of an open truck. This guy's driving like 100 kilometers an hour. And it's raining like crazy. We're under this tarp. Every time I look out of the tarp, it's just people like running out of the road.
It's better not to look.
Yeah. And like yelling at our driver.
And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, people do die like that every day in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, there's tons of traffic accidents.
Oh, tons of them. And backpackers dying all the time in these kinds of situations. So, you know, we got lucky.
I think driving in Southeast Asia, they have like their own skills.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do.
When we see it, it's very shocking. But they have their own system. And they have various little things, ways that they're actually driving kind of safely for them.
Well,
but for an outsider, it looks like really, really crazy.
I love driving in Southeast Asia myself, but anytime I put my life into someone's hands, I hate it. I can't. It's horrible.
Okay, so you feel more safe if you're the one driving.
Oh, it's super fun because it's like there's no rules, you know. It's do what you want, but yeah. Oh, okay. So is that your? Well, we've both had frightening overseas driving experiences.
Yeah, where I thought I was gonna die. Probably those experiences on the road in Southeast Asia were the most scary,
hair raising.
Yeah, yeah.
All the little hairs on your body stand up.
Hair raising. Fear. Yeah.
Mm.
I should be dead.
Yeah, we both should be dead. Sometimes I think maybe I did die, and this is all just some kind of ghost dream.
Oh, I think that too.
Yeah. You ever think
sometimes
that?
I think I probably am dead, and this is like
yeah, right.
The other world where I'm still alive.
Yeah, you just pop into a different kind of reality when you die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like that sometimes.
Maybe.
You do too? You have that thought?
I have that thought of like so many times where I should have died.
Yeah.
I think like it's too lucky that I'm still alive, so
it's not possible.
Probably I am dead, but this is like the other universe where I'm still alive. And in the other ones, I died.
Yeah, there's just a million versions of you.
This is confusing, though. We're talking about the kind of multiverse theory.
Yeah, I love it. Multiverse. There's different realities, different versions of us.
Where there's like endless versions of reality.
There's one version where I'm like a billionaire and you're like my slave. And I've got all these beautiful wives and stuff.
There's one version where like I'm like, you know, this really strong, handsome gay man and you're like my little bitch.
Yeah, probably.
You're like my little girlfriend.
That was that's this version, isn't it? A million possibilities. All the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, the multiverse. Anything you can imagine exists in a different dimension, a different universe. Because it's infinite, so literally anything you can imagine.
Yeah, there's one where you're my dick and you got a little face and stuff.
Well, there's a multiverse where you're just one of my farts.
Yeah.
I just fart you out. I don't even realize it.
I just float around, dissolve. Probably.
I don't think these are the kinds of things, you know, scientists think about when they imagine the multiverse.
We're doing some of the work for them.
You know, we're just following the rules of the multiverse. Anything you can imagine exists in a different universe. So
that's right.
Just
that's right.
Following the rules.
Anyway, we're in this universe now. And I hope that answers a great question. That was a good question.
Yeah, good Keep question. Thank you, Mysterious M. Oh, I heard from our friend Demonchik.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember he created the new logo and the new little cool video clip.
Yeah, he did. That was a cool, cool logo. He has a talent for graphic design. It's such a cool logo.
Yeah, but he said we shouldn't use it because he didn't check if the copyright is okay or not.
But it's pretty much an original design.
Right? In the video, there's like an explosion.
Ah, the video.
Apparently, the explosion might be a copyright, but whatever. We're not making money from our videos anyway, so...
I thought he filmed that explosion himself, you know, because he's in Russia. There's like explosions everywhere.
Not funny.
Just point the camera out the window.
Not funny. Okay. I don't know if he's in Russia. Did he ever tell you he's in Russia? His name seems kind of Russian.
We don't know.
Yeah.
He could be in Sendai. We don't know. He's a man of mystery.
Yeah, he feels like he's hiding in the bushes.
He could be in this room right now.
He could be right outside your window.
Check your cupboards, listeners.
Anyway, he said that he can make a new logo for us if we give him like the right format, like a picture of a bottle that we want to use.
Okay, sure. Well, let's find a good... It's got to be a teacher's
bottle,
doesn't
it? It's got to be a good one. It's got to be a good one.
It's got to be a teacher's.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Demonchik. We'll be in touch soon. Good luck with your graphic design studies. And next week, we will get to a question from Canada.
Really?
Yes. Yes, got a question from a listener in Canada.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. So we'll be back next week with that. You guys have a wonderful week.
Спасибо.
What does that mean?
Thank you in Russian.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank Спасибо.
You. Спасибо.
Спасибо, Димончик. Спасибо.
Sounds like placebo.
Yeah.
Like a fake thank you.
Placebo.
It's like a fake thank you that you know... You feel like they said thank you, even though it's a fake thank you. It's a spasibo.
Yeah, spasibo. Spasibo, you cunt.
Sorry, that's stupid. Guys, thank you very much. Have a great week. See you next time.
Goodbye.